Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
The Blue Ridge Mountains, Christmas time all over the world. Christmas time, Blue Ridge Mountains. Christmas, Carolina girl.
He said, you play that, you won't be able to help yourself, because ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like Christmas in the Blue Ridge Country, those Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah.
David Balls, Spartanburg, South Carolina, just sat down over here and thought he was going to tune his guitar, and he's decided against it, I think, on 658.
Why tune?
It was in tune when you put it in there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was close.
The Greatest Christmas, David Ball and the Pioneer Playboys. And they are with Larry Black, Larry's Country Diner, the one that T. Graham Brown guest hosted at 7 o'clock. That's tonight at 7 o'clock?
I believe that's tonight.
And then you're off tomorrow night, VFW Hall, with Fluke Holland, W.S. Fluke Holland, son artist Carl Mann. That's in Jackson, Tennessee at the VFW there. Saturday, David Ball Christmas, Puckett's Grocery, Franklin. So you're moving around a lot.
It's a whirlwind tour, yes.
But right now, you've sat down long enough to catch your breath.
Yeah.
And visit with us here on
Coffee
Country.
It's go, man. Good to be here, though, Bill. I hadn't seen you in a year, I think.
It's been a while.
Has it been a while? You've all gotten kind of gray, though. That beard. Your beard's a lot longer.
Susan Collier, your publicist, just sat down on a couch. And
isn't she beautiful?
She is a longtime friend.
Now, her beard's about the same.
Because you didn't bring us anything, she remembered to bring us baked goods.
She brought that on behalf of the both of us and drummer Scott Metko.
Yes,
is on behalf of David Ball Enterprises.
Yes. We all chipped in
David
together.
Ball Incorporated.
There's no
right.
I in the word, too.
And I said, are these fresh?
LLC.
I said, are these fresh baked? And she said, yes, last night. And I said, no. We're talking about warm out of the oven this morning. So we can't be eating these dated baked goods, Charlie.
Give them back. Give them here. Better give Charlie one. He's lost it.
And what are our selections? Some sort of shortbread you sent?
Cherry shortbread, and chocolate pinwheels.
Charlie,
I'll take the.
I know
one of each, perhaps.
One of
just
each,
you know.
Did
not
I ever tell you I work with an only child? Did I ever tell you that story?
How no.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, just what you just heard is the response to so many things. Yeah.
Mine.
And tell David about the book that your young son,
I have a 2-year-old who will be an only child, and his favorite book is The Minosaur. The dinosaur where everything is mine.
Okay.
It's not the lesson you're supposed
to
get from the book.
I'm unfamiliar with that language, I'm learning.
That could be the new album title.
Mine.
The Minosaur from David Ball.
The Minosaur. I don't know. We have a lot of that going around.
Tell me about Christmas in the Blue Ridge growing up. A kid in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Five chilling.
Where do you fall?
Right in the middle.
Okay.
Can you be in the middle with five?
So that's why you wound up with the dysfunctional issue of a life in entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because all the others, there was something
playing
psychologically,
trombones.
You know, you're the older brother, you're the younger brother, you're the...
Was it? I don't get all that, but, you know, I had a good time growing up in Carolinas, and it was a lot of music, and... Older brothers played trombone. Of course, you know Bessie, my mother.
Yes.
She played the piano.
And she lived to be?
She lived to be, well, she 90 years old. She died in 2012.
She was special.
Bessie Bagby Rice Ball.
And I want to say the first time I met her.
Yeah, I remember.
We were backstage at the old fairgrounds at the fanfare celebration.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I met her.
Yep.
And we just kind of fell famously in love right that moment in time.
Kindred spirits recognized each other from across the racetrack.
And we
I'm like, who is that hugging my mother? Mom!
I was showing up, loving up on her, and that friendship continued. We would run into each other, you know, from time to time. I'd always ask about her and mm-hmm. send my regards, and we stayed in touch through you, and she was a special lady.
Yes,
beat the keys off that piano now, couldn't she?
She sure could. Play anything you wanted to hear.
David Ball is here. Christmas, first Christmas you remember, special gift, anything like that come to mind? Was it a guitar? I mean, because sometimes I find out from musicians it wasn't a guitar. It
was, no.
It was a Red Ryder BB gun.
It was guns.
It was a Western Flyer.
My dad brought us all a collie puppy, kind of a, well, he told us it was a collie. It was really just a, you know, a mixed up kind of dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Bullet. Well, actually, his name was Bug Butt, but a great dog.
That we kept for how long in the Ball family?
Oh, that dog lived to be about 17 years old.
So it was the family, I mean, you were raised with this dog.
I was raised with that dog.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That's a sweet story, because most of the time when people are given animals as a Christmas gift,
doesn't work
it
out.
It does not turn out to be a sweet, tender
story. Now, with
story,
the cat, ask me about the cat. It got ground up in my mother's Chrysler. It had a little spot that it liked to hang out.
Oh, don't they all?
You know?
Yeah.
I guess it was the warmth from that motor.
Oh, it is.
And
it is.
So it'd be sitting in there, and
I think on
tail
the
tail got caught in the fan belt and the rest.
I think if we had a way of tracking it in the feline world and the death,
how many of those?
The death of cats, accidental death of cats, calling up on a car motor, a warm car motor on a cold night, and then somebody coming out the next morning and starting it.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the number one cause.
Yeah, number one cause.
24 minutes after 9 on 650 AM WSM.
More heartwarming stories like this coming your way on
Coffee
Country.
Yes, we got a bucket of them. The man just told us earlier, he was not a victim of the middle child syndrome.
Well,
if you're listening to this, you realize that he is. He just doesn't know.
That would be another great band name, too. David Ball and Middle Child Syndrome. Will you please welcome to Puckett's Grocery? Here we are.
Good morning. Yes. 25 minutes after 9.
Nobody's ever used the one that I really love, David. Okay. And you have to go back to, you have to be old enough to understand Watergate to truly appreciate it. But what do you think of David Ball and the unindicted co-conspirators?
Okay.
I think that's got a good ring to
it.
Yeah.
That suits us. We've got some ragamuffins.
Oh, yeah.
The Pioneer Playboys. Mm-hmm. They run around with David Ball. They'll be on RFD with David tonight. Larry Black's Larry's Country Diner. T. Graham Brown is filling in. You know, yesterday was my birthday, and I'm not saying that because you didn't call or email or drop me a note or anything. I'm saying that because on my birthday, 22 years ago on my birthday, I was getting ready to leave the office at KKYX in San Antonio, and the phone was ringing, and I just started out the door. And you know how it's the end of the day, and you're like, it'll go to voicemail. I don't want to fool it. Something told me to answer the phone. I answered the phone, and it was Nancy Stewart, who was in marketing and promotions here at WSM, with whom I had worked years before in Lexington, Kentucky, at WVLK Radio. She said, Larry Black is leaving. The job you've always wanted is open. Call Kyle Cantrell as soon as we hang up. And I don't know why that dawned on me yesterday.
Wow.
So Larry will call from time to time. You know what he says, don't you, Charlie?
Oh.
Yeah.
What does he say?
How long have I been without a job now?
He was here.
Yes. He was my predecessor
right
here at WSM.
Right.
Yeah. He sure was.
And then Hall of Fame, not only Country Music Hall of Fame, but National Radio Hall of Famer, WSM alum Ralph Emery asked you the infamous question. And, of course, you took a pay cut to come here, right?
And I said, yes.
Yes,
said,
good.
So well, good. So
did I.
So did I.
Oh, man. Am I getting paid today?
We got some shortbread.
Well, I told David, I sent a fellow an invoice a while back, and I got this email response like right away. It said, we're so sorry. We've quit paying. Of course, the work was done.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's 9:27. David Ball, we've got more. He's going to play and sing live, at least the ones he can remember.
What?
Just the ones you can remember the words to after this.
Catches up with me when the thought of you. Catches up with me when the thought of you. Catches up with me.
David Ball has caught up with us here on 650 AM WSM, as he sometimes does when we least expect.
Mm-hmm. You were expecting me today.
You're on television around the world.
Yes. Yes. We're going to be on Larry's Country Diner.
That's on RFD. Larry's Country Diner tonight at 7 o'clock. Larry will not be there.
Because T. Graham.
T. Graham Brown squeezed him out. Said, move over, big
yes.
boy. I got this.
He does his Larry's impersonation, and he does a pretty good job. But, you know, I was on the show, and T. Graham didn't even sing. I tried to get him to sing a little bit on Thinking Problem, but he didn't know the words.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
You're in Jackson tomorrow night, remembering all the words as he performs all of his songs in Christmas and all that at the VFW Hall with W.S. Fluke Holland, Sun artist Carl Mann, Saturday David Ball Christmas, Puckett's Grocery in Franklin. There's, well, anything and everything you could want to know and more, DavidBall.com, in case you're not on the Christmas card list and you didn't get an update on, you know, those people that write letters about their past year and stick it inside a Christmas card. Are you one of those people?
No.
Okay, good. No. You, Charlie?
No, not a fan of that. I mean, it's okay, but.
Yeah, Charlie sent us a Christmas card this year that had four pictures of his son on it.
Yes.
We received it yesterday.
Yes.
You know, we knew what he looked like after the first one.
Right.
And I was looking at it going.
They're different photos, though.
This is how a fly sees Charlie Mouse's young son, Jackson.
Those are foil stamps.
They were
nice cards.
On
the
hard
card stock, the Shutterfly. That's not cheap, you know.
It's 25 minutes till 10 o'clock. You know how they say a fly sees like eight things at one time?
It was
like I was looking through this kaleidoscope of Jackson Mann. I was going, well, does the boy have a mom and daddy anywhere that maybe they would have taken a picture
of? Oh, that's
of
what you need, a photo of me on the Christmas card.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see enough
a
me.
Photo with your child. You know, Mary Joseph, the baby Jesus, Charlie Renee, the baby Jackson.
That's a lot of pressure on the boy.
That is pressure.
Well, you got that old Gibson guitar tuned
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I do. I got it all tuned up.
Playing, sing one for the neighbors.
I sure will. And let's send this out to W.S. Holland and Carl Mann. You know, Carl Mann was, he's my hero. And his music is just the happiest, greatest, exuberant. And he was famous. I think he had the last big hit records on Sun Records, but he would cover these old pop songs like Mona Lisa and just tear them up rockabilly style. And
there it is. Charlie just found it.
I still love it. I love it.
You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only because you're lonely? Do you have a name you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't Nat King Cole be crazy about that now? Because Nat King Cole would say, that's one hip cat.
Well, that's what he says. They tried to shut that record down a little bit, but it was sold a million records. And
W.S. Fluke Holland back there playing those drums, keeping time for Johnny Cash.
Yes, and see, they go way back because W.S. kind of discovered Carl Mann when he was like 16 or 17 years old playing the piano, singing this stuff. And took them over to Sun Records, and they started making records. And who played guitar on all that stuff? He's fantastic. Billy Bush, some unknown guy. Sounds like Chet Atkins on something.
Well, there was a time in country music where that was very popular.
Yeah, boy, he plays real fast. That's what made country
there
music
was a,
what it is.
There was an era in the history of Lower Broadway in Nashville where being on something was the way to go, Hoss. And W.S. Fluke Holland, who played for Johnny, he started out with Carl Perkins, I think. And
yes, he
Johnny,
did.
I hosted a show with Johnny in June one night, Opryland Theme Park, the old Chevy G.O. Theater that did the family show.
Yeah.
And Johnny was introducing the band and said, and W.S. Fluke Holland back here on the drums, and he... So he says, you used to work for Carl Perkins, said, whatever happened between you and Carl? He said, well, he wouldn't take back what he said. And there was this pause, and he said, well, what did he say? You're fired. It was just that great entertainment, full entertainment package that you got. You know, a little comedy in there. June come out, and she'd tell stories. I mean, it was
that's
just,
where we're going to be Friday night.
Jackson, Tennessee.
And yes, Eddie sir. Bush was that guitar
Eddie
player
Bush.
You guys were thinking of.
Eddie
yeah.
Bush.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here, playing his own guitar and singing for you now, the song stylings of David Ball on 650 AM
okay.
WSN.
All right. This is something I wrote with Paul Overstreet and my buddy Rob Crosby a few years back. This is the title of the CD, of the Christmas CD.
The Greatest Christmas.
Called The Greatest Christmas.
All right.
Okay.
I've got good memories of making my list. Guitars and records and all kinds of gifts. I sign it and send it to...
Oh, that is so sweet and mellow.
That's jazz, ain't it?
Greatest Chris. Yes, it is.
Well, I used to be a jazz musician when I was in high school.
What'd you play?
I played the bass fiddle. I was the only guy that played bass fiddle in the town I grew up in, so I played all kind of... I played bluegrass, I played country, I played jazz. I played classical. Can you believe that?
How about that?
Huh?
Did the chicks dig it?
Chicks dug it.
That's why you did it to begin with, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. The old acoustic guitar thing. Yeah. Yeah, I played my bass fiddle in my wife's front yard one night. I serenaded her with a bass fiddle, and after that...
Wait a minute, Ernest T.
Yeah. It was one notch above Ernest T.
Did you marry Romina, or did you just woo Romina? How did that turn out?
Huh? I wooed her and I married her. It's me, Romina, and the bass fiddle right now.
Nice evening, but, ain't it?
It didn't work in the canoe.
Good morning. At 18,
it was the canoe.
Till 10 o'clock. It doubled as a canoe. 9:42 as we close in on 10 o'clock. We're 18 minutes away. David, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bill. Thank you. Good to see you.
Great to hear you and visit with you. Share those great stories of David Ball. He's off again tonight. First of all, he'll be on television on RFD. He'll be on Larry's Country Diner with
T. Don't forget
Grant,
that. I got to be there at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And then in Jackson tomorrow night, VFW Hall, WS Fluke Holland, Sun artist Carl Mann, one of his heroes. And then Saturday, David Ball Christmas at Puckett's. Coming back to Nashville, going to play Franklin, Puckett's Grocery. There's more at davidball.com.
Coffee, country, and Cody. 650 AM WSM.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit springermtn.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.